1 week on from the Lampedusa shipwreck, the confirmed death toll is at 302, with rescue operations due to end on Friday at the latest. In the aftermath of this tragedy, political and humanitarian organizations are pushing to ensure that it is followed up by concrete measures to prevent the death of African migrants in the Mediterranean and to improve the conditions of their reception in Europe. Lydia O'Kane has more on this story.
During their visit to Lampedusa on Wednesday, the Italian Prime Minister, Enrico Letta, and the President of the European Commission, José Manuel Barroso, decided to break with the day's official timetable to visit the island's Centre for First Aid and Welcome in order to witness firsthand the difficult living conditions of migrants who survived last week's shipwreck. Over 1,000 asylum seekers are currently living in the centre, which is a maximum capacity of about 200 people, and many are without shelter during the rainy nights. Journalist Nino Cirillo from the Italian daily Il Messaggero is on the island of Lampedusa and has been gauging the impact of this visit.
La popolazione in più punti ha contestato l'arrivo di Barroso e di Letta.
The local population, he said, at various points protested the arrival of Mr. Barroso and Mr. Letta. But fortunately, the situation calmed down after a while, particularly when they decided to visit the centre to see it at first hand. Mr. Cirillo adds that it was an important day because Europe proved for the first time that it seriously intends to tackle this problem. Italy will receive €30 million of EU funding towards improving its reception facilities. But despite the promise of aid, the suffering continues for the people of Lampedusa as 302 coffins continue to lie in a large hangar at the airport. Mr. Leiter announced on Wednesday that Italy will hold a state funeral for the deceased migrants. Only then will the island be able to move on from this tragedy, hopefully supported by the whole of Europe.